that bird just dropped out on me there for a second.
Yeah, I just realized that my rotator is off by 30 degrees. I guess I've missed a few signals that way, don't you think?
Yeah, one or two. I think I'm off a couple, between 5 and 8 degrees, I think.
Yeah, that may not matter so much. So what I'm doing now is with that TC-32, I'm manually controlling it. So I guess it's going to be easier to manually back into it, though.
There you go. Yeah, actually, there's a setting in there you can adjust, you can put in the between what it is and what the actual bearing is, I guess.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. In other words, I wouldn't have to go out there and readjust the rotator?
I think so. Where is it? Put a little screen pops up, and you can do degrees correction of elevation and azimuth.
And where is that again in the menu, Dave?
Click rotor up at the top there where it says rotor. Click that.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Why not? I mean, you've got such a good program, Eric. Hey, listen, do you have it to ourselves or is anybody else around? WDKCQ at 3128.
Signal,
you got yourself, I think, a tower, don't you?
Yeah, it's up, it's only 20-something feet, 22, 24 feet, something like that. It's around 25, and it's, I got it bolted up to the side of the garage.
Roger, yeah, you always have a strong signal, and you also have a pretty good view of the horizon as well, I guess.
I got a nice shot to the south and the west. North, I've got, I shoot right into a huge pine tree and a line of cedar trees. And off to the east, about 50 feet away, I've got a bunch of maple trees.
Oh, Roger. But no, all in all, really come through very well. Really well. Hey, this is Mike Tavler with Cuso here. I'm going to be 1222 at KV-138.
Well, this never happens on an FM bird.
No, you said it. You said it. That's for sure. But I guess most of his pass is over the Atlantic Ocean, so why not?
Yeah, well, footprint gets in a little bit. Yeah, actually, it gets inland pretty good.
Roger. You are using a polarity switch, so a little bit of dropout. Are you using the polarity switches at all?
No, my antenna is a fixed right-hand circular. I was going to get some the switches for them, but Pete at Gulf Alpha tends to take forever and a half to do things, and I figured that would probably take a good 4 or 5 months to get those.
Yeah, Roger, Dave. I installed a couple, but I'm not sure it's done a lot because I really can't see much of a difference. Don't let you get me. I'm getting a lot of wobble things right now, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine's up and down a little bit, too. I think it's just the nature of the beast. Back to you, KB1 PVH.
Yeah, KB2022.
What are you running for antennas, anyways? And what do you got for a rig?
I'm running a pair of M-squared antennas. The smaller M-squared jobs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got the Gulf Alpha 8x8 UHF and 5x5 UHF. That's pretty good. The 6-foot booms. They're welcome for now.
Yeah, they're really real simple. And is Gulf Alpha still producing antennas, Dave?
Yeah, try it again. You said it out.
Gulf Alpha, are they still not producing antennas?
Yeah, he is. It's a one-man show, but it takes forever. They'll tell you, you'll get them in 3 weeks, but it takes 3 to 4 months to get your stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I've heard all good things about their antennas. In fact, I was thinking of telling my club to get a pair of them for field day. Are we still all by, I see, I can't believe it, KB1 TVH to WB2OQQ.
WB2OQQ and Dave, KB1 TVH, KC9ELU. Good afternoon, Alex, everybody.
Very good afternoon to you. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Pete. You guys sounding good. You guys are sounding good. Enjoy just listening to you here. Over.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Dave. Good. You guys sound real good and hope you're all doing well. It's pretty hot here. It's 95 degrees here today in Indiana. Over.
We're in the 80s here right now. We've got a little bit of humidity. We're supposed to get some thunderstorms later.
Yeah, Mike, we have 90 degrees right now, high humidity, and we've got thunderstorms about 30 miles to the north of us. But because we're on the ocean here, keeps most of the storms north, and we just don't get too much rain. I go over to you, KC9ERU, KB1228, WD2OQQ, 11 degrees.
Roger. I'm 1.5 degrees here right now, so you guys still sounding good. Yeah, we're expecting maybe some storms, but we're not just scattered, so hot and humid all week. Heat advisories.
Take care, Mike. I'm starting to lose everybody. Over to you, Dave, if you can still hear me. This is WB2OQQ.
Well, Pete, you're still getting in really good. And, Mike, you're doing a good job, and I'm just stuffing my face full of blueberries here. And I just said, no. All right, whoever wants to stay in, stay in.
Roger, roger. Everybody's still sounding good, so I thought I'd just tag along here. About a minute left on the bird, so I'll switch it over to Pete if you're still there. Pete, WB2OQQ, KC9ELU.
Yeah, Mike, fine, loud and clear. You sound good. KC9ELU, KD1CDH, WB2OQQ. Mike, doing a fine job. How does it sound to you, Dave? Go ahead.
Well, you sound great. You're sounding good. Doing a good job. Great job.
Yeah, this is fun. Real strong signal. We're at 8 degrees right now. Well, you must be a little higher, Dave.
11. Just hit 11.
Mike, do you still have it? 89 ELU?
Roger. Still in there with you guys. About 7, say 7-3. I'm about to lose it. WB2OQQ and KD1PDH, 89 ELU, 7-3, guys.
73, Mike. 73. Over to you, KD1PDH, WB2OQQ.
WB2OQQ, KD1PDH. Okay, Mike, we'll see you. We'll catch you later. 7-3.
Yeah,
bird's still sounding good. I love when this bird's on high power. It's great.
Isn't it fantastic? By the way, how's the horses doing? Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody's doing good. Both babies. We've got two baby horses. One was April 22nd, and the other one was over the 4th of July weekend there. He's doing good. He's good. He's a little fussy, but he's good. Back to you.
He should be. Yeah, my sister-in-law lives in Washington State, Dave, and she just rescued a mule. She's got a lot of property, so she's got another mule to add to her pack of alpacas. If you want DVH, WB2OQQ. Yeah, 5 degrees now. You still copy me?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I don't know if I'm getting in or not. I'm shooting right into that big pine tree.
Oh, the pine tree is doing okay. I guess maybe the wind is blowing the branches, attenuating less of the signal, because you're really good so far. 4.5 degrees here.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, I got 6.2, 6.1 now, so that's sounding good. I'm starting to fade out a little bit. Plus, I'm stuffing my mouth full of blueberries here.
Okay, yeah, that's going to come up next. A little bit of fade right now. Not sure if you can get me out of there. I go. WB2OQQ, KB1PVH, KB1PVH.
WB2OQQ, KB1PVH. Yeah, I think I'm starting to lose it now. I'm not really hearing it all that well. It's tucked in behind those trees now. So, 73. WB2OQQ, KB1PVH, 73.
Go 73, 2. For the hint. KB1PVH. WB2OQQ, 73, 73, 73.